Northwestern Medicine, relentless in their pursuit of better health care. Learn more at nm.org/better.
Dr. Michael Bauer is the medical director at Northwestern Medicine Lake Forest Hospital. Did you have a pot smoking bus driver, doctor? You have to click his phone.
Well, we didn't dare venture to the back of the bus. Not for me, anyway.
So, see, that was going on back then, right? Back of the bus.
Lot more than that, too. So
Yeah, I know. And then our generation got smart and decided we would have a zero-tolerance policy, and kids can't get away with much these days. Thank you for joining us on the show. Everybody's talking about this Kraken variant. Why Kraken? Where'd that come from?
For the life of me, Lisa, I cannot figure that out. The only Kraken I know of is the Seattle hockey team, and of course the legendary sea monster that was like a squid, you know, off of the coast of Norway. So I'm not sure how somebody has dubbed this Kraken, but it's just another variant.
Yeah, it is. And is it any different than what we've been dealing with? Are there different symptoms?
For the most part, the symptoms are going to be the same. Excuse me. And fortunately, seem to be a bit milder than the original versions of COVID. It presents sore throat, cough, congestion, typical kind of cold symptoms. People are still getting headaches and muscle aches and fatigue. Hopefully, maybe a little bit less of the high fevers, but we'll see if that continues to play out that way. But it's been pretty much what we've been seeing with most of the Omicron variants. And this is a direct descendant from the Omicron variant. What does make it a bit different, though, it looks like a person got infected with two of the Omicron B2 strains. And when that person was infected, those two different strains were able to kind of swap some genetic material, and that led to this XBB. And now we have XB115, or the Kraken.
Can you identify patient, what they call zero patients, or the person that happened in?
Not that I'm aware of, but somewhere in some genetic lab, I have no doubt that they were able to trace it back. But that's what happened, is those two Omicron BA2 lines were able to exchange some of their DNA, leading to this XBB.
Interesting. There was a news story out today about a nasal spray for treating long COVID. Do you think that will come to fruition?
Not until we have some clinical trials that are randomized and blinded and showing effectiveness. You know, we go back to a lot of the early treatments that have long since been debunked, including ivermectin, et cetera. So let's wait and see, but maybe it'll give some hope. We'll see.
Absolutely. Dr. Michael Bauer is with us, medical director at Northwestern Medicine Lake Forest Hospital. There was also a story out today about obesity in children. And it almost was suggesting, or at least considering, weight loss surgery for 13-year-olds or 12-year-olds. I find that to be a bit extreme. What's your opinion on that?
Well, there's actually fairly strict criteria. But as we do more and more studies and look at the research, there's no question that strictly telling children, eat less, exercise more, similar to adults, is not really going to meet results. So we now look at doing lifestyle interventions, but similar to adults and younger adults, if you have a BMI or body mass index over a certain level, and you have failed some of the lifestyle interventions, or you have some comorbidities, such as high blood pressure, which we do see in children, or type 2 diabetes, it's pretty clear that weight loss surgery is really the best intervention and your best chance for long-term results. So that is something that you're going to see more and more in the future. We're not at a pandemic level, but unfortunately, there is an obesity epidemic in the U.S., and it does affect our children. Once you've gained that weight, even at a young age, it just makes it much tougher to take off.
Yeah, absolutely. I've had a family member who had that surgery, and I know you can't drink any carbonation, and you need to take vitamins the rest of your life, and you have to eat properly so you don't stretch that small part of your stump, what's left, back out. And I just wonder how that works with a 12 or 13-year-old who might not be committed to that effort that it takes.
You're absolutely correct. They do undergo psychological evaluations as well to make sure that they are good candidates. And it's really more for the middle adolescents now. So I think you saw something referencing even down to age 13. But it's really becoming more the trend for our 15, 16, 17-year-olds. They undergo extensive, thorough evaluations to make sure that they're good candidates for this.
When we were talking about the diabetic drug that's now available that's helping adults lose weight, a nurse sent in a text last week and said she now has patients who are diabetics who are having trouble getting the drug that they need because it's become a popular weight loss product. Is that valid? Is that a truthful statement?
I do hear anecdotal reports. There's no widespread shortage, and I think you're going to see the manufacturers of those drugs really start to ramp that up now that it's becoming more and more popular. There's no question that they work pretty effectively because they actually are targeting the brain and telling you to feel full and turn off your eating. What will be interesting is you can get some short-term results, but we don't know what's going to happen in the long term, especially if you stop taking those medications.
Right. And they're about $1,000 a month or
more. What I hope people don't do is turn to it for a quick fix to say, I want to lose 10 or 15 or 20 pounds and look for the quote unquote easy way out. While it does appear to be quite safe overall, I will caution people that may have recalled about 20, 25 years ago, the so-called Fen-Phen diet, which was a rage where people were taking these diet pills till we then went on to discover some pretty severe cardiac side effects. So I would caution people, if you need to lose 10 pounds or 15 pounds or 20 pounds, do it the good old-fashioned way. Speak with your healthcare provider. Get on a good nutritional and exercise program.
Thank you so much for joining us on the Lisa Dent Show.
Have a great day. Thanks.
Dr. Michael Bauer, medical director at Northwestern Medicine Lake Forest Hospital. Steve has your news coming up next on 720 WGN from the Northwestern Medicine Newsroom. WGN.